Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf lamed ches. We're holding the top line on the yamed shvuas hapikodon keitza tenli pikon sheyesh libiyadcha v'chuli, and then toner rabban. Now, just to get us into this brisa, we had back in the Mishnah a number of cases where you had multiple tovim. What were the cases of the multiple tovim? If you look back in the Mishnah on lamed vav amed beis, just have to turn one omid, unless you have an art scroll Gemara, then you turn about 10 pages. But if you get back to the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, you have about halfway down the narrow lines of the Mishnah. It's parallel to the beginning of the Rashi on the new Perek. Hishbiya Olav Chomesh Pa'amim. No, that's not the one I was looking for. Go down another five lines. Hoyu Chamisha Toivim Oisai. About 8-9 lines before the wide line. Five people were today. Lemushel was a pikodoin, and he didn't remember who was the one that gave the pikodin to him, or he just wanted to hold on to it without giving it to anybody. So five people are coming to him and say, you know that gold watch that you're holding, the pikodin, it belongs to me. And this one said, it belongs to me. Yeah, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehud, everybody's asking for the same gold watch. Amrloi, tell on a pikodin, sheyesh lanu biyadcha, give us that pikodoin. And he said, Shvua she'ein lechem biyodi. I don't have any pikodin. I don't know what you're talking about. Only one shvua, ein lechem biyodi, ein echayv la'achas. If afterwards it turns out that he swore falsely, and then subsequently he was mode umisvada, at the end he's going to have to give back the keren to the right individual, of course. He's going to have to add a choymish, and he's going to have to bring a korban asham gizelis. All of that is a dover pashat. What the Mishnah now goes into a little bit more detail is what happens if Shvua she'ein lecha biyodi, v'loy lecha, he says to Reuven, I do not have your pikadayin, and then he turns to Shimon, v'loy lecha, and he turns to Levi, v'loy lecha, chayiv al kolachas v'yachas. If afterwards it turns out that this was a false Shvua, even though he only used the word Shvua once, but since he said, he's chayiv on each and every one of those shvuas. The Mishnah says five times in response to Daniel's question of the other night. It could even be 10. It could even be 15, depending on how many tovim that we have. Then continuing the Mishnah, Reb Elazar oima chiyom shvua b'achroina. Reb Elazar says you have to say shvua at the end. In other words, don't just say ein lecha biyodi v'loy lecha v'loy lecha. It's kind of v'loy lecha v'loy lecha v'lecha. The shvua. So the previous man, the Yomah, said you have the shvua at the outset. Shvua she'en lecha biyadi. But Reb Elazar said you have to have the shvua b'achroina. There's a shaila among the Rishonim whether Reb Elazar requires both a shvua at the beginning and a shvua at the end, or only a shvua at the end. Or Reb Shimon oimed, na. At she'oim a shvua l'chol echad v'echad. You have to go and say, Shvua loy lecha, Shvua loy lecha, Shvua loy lecha. Only then will he be mechuyev multiple karbonis if afterwards it turns out that his Shvua was false. And he's mode umisvat. Anyway, so you have a four-way machloikis. The same machloikis that we have now in the Mishnah, we're going to have in the Braisa, but the Braisa is going to set it out a little bit differently, as we will see. Zokimar, Tan Rabban. We're on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are just getting into the Gemara. One more. Okay? Zokimar, Tan Rabban. Now, the words of Rameir at the outset are a little bit of a mystery. It will become clearer as we get into the Gemara, so don't get too upset or too uptight about the sort of succinct and cursory remarks of Rameir. Tan Rabban. Kolal ein chayev al achas. Kolal means that if he made a shvua, which is kolal, then only one. But parat chayev kol achas v'yachas divir Rameir. Then you're going to be mechuyev multiple shvuas, and therefore ultimately multiple karbonis. Mishnah doesn't use the term Rameir. Rashi says later on that stam Mishnah is Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda oimer shvua loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha. Chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. Five people sitting in the room, and he looks at each one of them. Each one of them is a toiveya, and he says first to Reuven, Shvua loy lecha, and then he points to Shimon and then to Levi, and he says v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. Chayiv kolachas v'yachas, he's going to have to bring multiple karbonis at the end after he's mode umisvada. He's going to have to bring multiple karbonis. What do you have to bring v'shuas apikodoin? You have to go and bring a karbon asham gezeilas. Good.
How is that different than what Reb Meir said?
That is a very good question. Your question is not only your question, it's going to be a major, major dispute between some of the greatest Talmudic giants, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to get to that in another minute or two. So that's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon are simple. We don't really need to address them, and they're almost just it's part of the Braisa, obviously, and these are two great Tanoim. But the discussion of the Gemara is going to focus solely on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Lezer say? Rabbi Lezer, Oyma loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha shavua chai v'kolachas v'yachas. We have that same Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Lezer says that if you want there to be multiple shvuas, you have to add the word shvua at the end of the line. And once again, is a shaila among the rishonim, but you also have to have a shvua at the beginning of the line. Rabbi Yehuda started off shvua loy lechav lechav lechav. Question is whether Blazer holds shvua loy lechav 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 shvua, or it's just enough to go and say loy lechav 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 shvua timechayv kolachas v'yachas. Reb Shimon doesn't believe in this. All of this, he just says, you want to make multiple shvuas, then you say shvua to Reuven, you say shvua to Shimon, you say shvua to Levi, each one individually. The chilik between Reb Shimon and the previous man, the Amram, is that you have to repeat the word shvua for each one individually. Okay, so Reb Lez and Reb Shimon are pretty straightforward on the surface, and now we go back to Reb Meir and to Reb Yehuda. And remember, Reb Meir was somewhat of an enigma. Reb Meir started off, kolal ein chayv al achas. If you koil everybody, it's only one shavua. If it's only one shavua, at the end of the day, if afterwards it turns out to be false, and he's moed misvada, he's going to have to go and bring only one carbon asham gzeilois. But if it's parat, each one individually, chayv kol achas v'achas. Reb Yehuda said, if you say loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, chayv kol achas v'achas. Says now, Omer Vina Meshmuel.
Not only the korban, so he also has to give a bowl of one shoe every single one.
It depends if, in fact, the assumption is that four of them are phonies. He only had one gold watch from all five.
Right.
And he's going to have to determine who that one is to the one that he's going to have to go and give back the carry.
He has to do five korbanos.
Five korbanos, right. Omer Vina Meshmuel. What Shmuel says is, each one is the mirror image of the other. Meaning, where Reb Meir holds, it's a klal, therefore you would only have to bring one carbon at the end. That's where Reb Yehuda holds, you're going to have to bring multiple carbonis. On the other hand, where Reb Yehuda holds, you're only going to have to bring one carbon. That's Pratashur Reb Meir, that you're going to have to bring multiple kabbats. Now, what does that mean? Good, don't be nervous. So Shmuel says, Klolishur Reb Meir, Pratashur Reb Yehuda. Let's look at what Reb Yehuda said. Reb Yehuda said, Shmuel loy lechav lechav lechav, chayiv kol achas v'yachas. By using the terms chayiv kol achas v'yachas, that's what we mean are pratim. He is setting forth, enumerating each one individually.
Specified.
Enumerated. Other similar synonymous terms. So, loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. Now, it's very important that you focus on the vav, as you'll see in a moment. Loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. What did Rabbi Yehuda say about that? Then you chayv on each one individually, if we have to bring five kabbanas. About that, says Shmuel, Reb Meir would hold just the opposite. If a person said, Shmuel, loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, then you only chayv one. Why you only chayv? Gezuntai.
Wow.
Why would you say that you only chayev one? Because the vav hamachaber puts them all together as if he said shvua she'ein lechem biyadi. He didn't say lechem. Everybody agrees shvua she'ein lechem. All five together, ein lechem. It's only one. However, if he says loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, says Reb Meir, that vav goes and condenses, merges all of these together as if into one. So I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, says Reb Meir. In that case, you'd only be chayv one. That is what the Reb Meir means, kolal, by saying v'loy lecha with the vavs, ein chayv ela achas. Now what is the parat? The parat is, he said shvua loylecha, 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 leaving out the vav. Since he didn't put in the vavs, that becomes the prat, according to Reb Meir. By adding the vavs, he was kolel. He went and merged all of them together. That's the case where, although Reb Yehuda holds chayev kol achas v'achas, that's where Reb Meir holds only chayev one. What are the svaras? Svaras are very simple. As Barry said a moment ago, by saying vav, 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 he's now collecting them, merging them, so it's only one kolal, in chayev al-achas. Reb Yehuda holds no. By saying loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, it's as if he's saying a shvuya loy lecha, and a shvuya loy lecha, and a shvuya loy lecha, because the vavs are not adding to make it one big shvuah, but what they're doing is adding more parties and making more shvuahs. By saying v'loy lecha, it's as if he's saying, you know what I just said about Reuven, and a similar shvuah loy lecha, and you Levi, and a similar shvuah loy lecha. So the vav is importing each time the shvua again and again, so that's why yechayv kolachas v'yachas, it becomes like a prat.
So many times you say a vav is and or, here it's neither nor, as it were. I don't have a watch for you, nor do I have a watch for you. The vav is like a nor,
okay,
not
good.
An or, but a nor.
Very good, fine. So that's a machlokes Reb Meir of Yehuda, legabe the klal of Reb Meir. In other words, we are now defining for the first time what's the klal of Reb Meir. That it's a vil loy lecha, that's the klal, only one. Reb Yehuda, having heard Reb Meir, says, Reb Meir, I respectfully disagree. If it was a loy lecha, which you call a klal, and you're mechayiv one, no, Reb Meir, I hold that it's chayiv kolachas v'yachas. Now, although Reb Yehuda doesn't talk about the second case, but that's what Shmuel now adds, that just like the klal of Reb Meir is the prat of Reb Yehuda, the prat of Reb Meir will be the klal of Reb Yehuda. What does that mean? The exact reverse. Instead of talking loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, take out the vav. Just loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha alone. There Reb Meir says, since you didn't say v'loy lecha, and you didn't say you just said loy lecha, you're not merging them into one large shvua. Faker, you're making separate shvuas for each one individual. Shvua loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha. What is it? And we keep on importing each time the word shvua, not expressly, but implicitly. Therefore, says Shmuel, that Reb Meir would hold in a case of without the vav, just loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha. What would Reb Meir hold in that case? That would be a case of Pratim, where you chayiv al kol achas v'achas. While Reb Yehuda would hold just the opposite. What Reb Meir has made a prat, a loy lecha, says Reb Yehuda, I would hold that is a klal. Shavua, loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha. He is being koil everybody together, and you'd be chayiv only one, you would not be chayiv multiple. What's the svar from Reb Yehuda? Because Reb Yehuda says, by saying vav each time, you're importing the word shvua each time. Shvua loy lecha, vi. What's a vi loy lecha? And a shvua for you too. And what's vi loy and a shvua for you too? But that, many chayva kolachas v'yachas. But it's just loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha. Then what he is doing is making one large shvua, and you're not importing the shvua each time with the additional vav.
But that doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
Because if you're not having a vav, if you're not importing shvua, how does the second lo lecha work at all then? It's meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Shvua lo lecha.
Okay.
It doesn't seem difficult. It doesn't seem to work.
I understand what you're saying. Let's see the Rashi, the second line from the top. Kol isha me'ezeh prata shor b'yehuda. It says, ma, it's probably ma sheshoma Reb Yehuda, sho yo'oyser a meir klal. What Reb Yehuda heard, Reb Meir says the klal, the hainu. What is that case? V'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, asan Reb Yehuda prat. And that's why Reb Yehuda says, loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, is chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. But he had heard that Reb Meir said that is the klal. That's why he said, no, Reb Yisai, that's not the klal one, it's multiple, it's a prat. And therefore says, now Rashi, says Shmuel, now we hear the other side of the coin, the parotish Reb Meir. After all, we don't know what the prat of Reb Meir is. Reb Meir just said, klal, or kolal, ein achayv al achas. We've now defined that to mean v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. I don't know what the prat is, that chayv al kol achas v'achas. By default, says Rashi, umameleh shemin, and the prat of Reb Meir, hainu, loy lecha, loylecha without the vavs. The loy might have a brach. If that is not the case, what is the case of brach l'ramei? After all, he has to hold something is a prat because he says orat chayv kalachas v'yachas. And if viloylecha is one cloud that merges them, so by definition, by default, we have to say that loylecha without the vav, that's the prat. And now continues Rashi, according to Shmuel, v'hu kalolish Rabbi Yehuda, and that is the cloud of Rabbi Yehuda. That what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? That Remeir would hold that if it's separate, loylecha, 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 chayv kalachas v'yachas. So Rabbi Yehuda, in that case, I am coiling them all together as one. We'll call this Rabbi Yehuda. D'i loylecha Rabbi Yehuda nami prata. If you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't distinguish between loylecha viloylecha viloylecha and loylecha loylecha loylecha, but he holds all of them a prata lechashiva klal elishein lechem maishna viloylecha denakat. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't distinguish between the vavs yes and the vavs not, but all of them happen to be chayv kolachas v'yachas, why did he insist on throwing in the vavs? He could have said both in the case of loylecha, 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 and the case of loylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha, did you chayv kolachas v'yachas? So therefore, since he didn't say that, and since we know that Remeir is referring both to a klal and a prat, and Remeir is distinguishing between the klal where there are vavs and the prat where there are no vavs, so Rabbi Yehuda, by definition, says Rashi, says Shmuel, holds the same way, but just the other side of the coin. And that is that what Remeir holds is a klal. Where does he hold it? It's a klal. When it's viloylecha, 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 says Rabbi Yehuda, no, chayv kolach v'yachas, that's a prat. And where the Remeir holds it happens to be a prat, where would be the prat case? Where he didn't add the vav, he just said loylecha, loylecha, loylecha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, in that case, that would be the klal, since he didn't add the vav doesn't go and add another word, shvua, 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 shvua. It's just loylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha. That's when you add the shvua, because you're adding the vav. The vav tells you, and import shvua for Yankel, and for Beryl, and for Shimon, and for Levi. That's with the vav. Without the vav, it just becomes one large merged shvua, shvua, loylecha, loylecha, loylecha. The svara of Rabbi Yehuda in this case, without the vavs, that you should be chayiv once because he left out the vavs, is a little bit difficult to understand. But that's al korchach how Shmuel is learning pshat in Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda.
No other way. By elimination.
Exactly.
I mean, when
you fail to understand.
The language of the Braisa, only Remeir talks about klal. Look at the other Tanoim; they're only talking about the pratim.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So. Remeir, you want to talk about klal? Great. We're Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon. We're only talking about the multiple korbanos.
Mm-hmm.
We're not addressing klal. Why are we forcing and saying, Remeir, you're the reverse of Rabbi Yehuda, you're the reverse of Rabbi Meir, when neither Rabbi Elezer nor Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a klal situation?
Neither of them are mentioning it. The Gemara is assuming that Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda is addressing what Remeir just says. And he said, Remeir, I disagree with you.
Yeah, and it's true. And it's true, but he only seems to be disagreeing about the pratim, not about the klal at all.
He doesn't mention klal.
He doesn't mention klal. So why are we saying, oh, by the way, it's the reverse.
Well, guess what? Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold like you. We're going to see Rabbi Yochanan momentarily. Okay. So back to the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, klalish Remeir, where Remeir merged it all as one. In the case of Viloylecha, that's Pratash Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says, Befeidish, Loylecha, 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 that those are the Prats, and therefore multiple Shvuas and multiple Karbanais. Where Kolish Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda would be Kolel, doesn't say what that case would be.
Yes.
But the Gemara is saying that Rashi just told us, without the Vavs, that's Loylecha, Loylecha, that's Pratash Rabbeir, that's what Remeir meant when he said, Prat, Chachai, Chachas, Viachas, where he just said, Loylecha, without the Vav. Rabbi Yehuda, no. There's no difference between Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody agrees that if you say v'loylecha, 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 just like Rabbi Yehuda said the feirish in the v'loylecha chay v'kolachas v'yachas, Remeir would agree with that as well. Loy nechleku ella b'loylecha. Loylecha is the only case where there's a machlokes. She Remeir oimer prat, Rabbi Yehuda oimer klal. Ah, so how is Rabbi Yochanan learning the brisa? Rabbi Yochanan is learning the brisa that when Remeir starts off, kolal einoi chayiv ela achas, you only chayiv one, learns Rabbi Yochanan that is referring to both. both the loylecha, 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 as well as viloylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha. Using either way, mitavav, unavav, it doesn't make a difference. He was coiled all together as one. What Rabbi Yehuda is now saying to Rabbi Meir is, in one of the cases, I agree with you. In the other case, I disagree with you. Which is the case that I agree with you? In the loylecha, viloylecha, the extra vavs, then I agree with you, chayva kolachas viyachas. Then you take a chayv in each one individually. Masha'enken, if it's loylecha, loylecha, that's where I have my difference of opinion with you. This one more moment. Mm-hmm. Again, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, hakol moedim bevilloylecha shehu prat. Everybody agrees. So when Remeya starts off, kol einachayv al achas, put that aside for a moment. Just think about parat. He's being poured, he's enumerating, he's specifying. Chayv al kalachas viachas, you are chayv on each one separately, pratim, five people, five shvuas, five kabbalas. What Rabbi Yehuda says, in the case of the loylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha, chayv al kalachas, I'm asking, I agree with you 1,000%, Remeya. But Remeya goes one step further. He even holds in the case of loylecha, 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 that is considered to be pratim chayv kolachas viachas. So to be known, that case, that's where we disagree. That's where I hold it happens to be one large shvua, not multiple shvua. Like Nechliku says, Rabbi Yochanan, ela loylecha, without the vav. Shemeya oimer, that's also a prat. There's no difference between viloylecha and loylecha. In each case of these are both pratim chayv kolachas viachas. No. If it's a loylecha, loylecha, there I disagree, then it becomes a klal, just one large shvut. But if that's the case, then ikachosim and a sefer vis-a-vis Remeir. Because now we've only explained according to Remeir what his prat is. His prat is loylecha, and his prat is viloylecha. So where is the klal? Zokimor vezeo klal l'shod Remeir, shvut she'en lechem biyadi. Very, very simple. If you say ein lechem, then there's no question. Everybody agrees that is the klal. The only machloikis is, what's the prat? Alibid Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to this nupshat of Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Meir, makes no difference with the vav, un the vav, they're all pratim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, there's a difference. If it's loylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha, that's pratim, because it's importing and the word shvua to each one, shvua, 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 shvua. But if just loylecha, loylecha, it's just one large shvua, and you only chayiv one all together. You had a question.
Sorry, there's a chart here, so.
Is that good or bad?
It helps me not have to ask the question.
Okay, very good. So now the question is, the Maika Miflegi, where does Shmuel take his version? After all, Shmuel apparently did not speak to either Meir or Yehuda, presumably had passed on before Shmuel was born, or at least they didn't overlap very much.
So,
very good. So how does Shmuel know what Meir and Yehuda held, and why does Rabbi Yochanan feel differently? So Zoktimah Shmuel daik mi braisa, Rabbi Yochanan daik mi masis. Shmuel daik mi braisa. Midik Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda starts off viloy lecha prata hava. Chal de shami le Remeir di Omer klola hava. It makes sense that since Remeir said kolal eino chayev al achas, I don't know what that means. And Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue. He doesn't come to agree. So since he said chayev al achas vi achas, presumably he's arguing on the klal case where Remeir said, "Kol ein chayv, only chayv one." Oh, Rabbi Yehuda said, "No, you chayv kolachas viachas." So, which is the case that Rabbi Yehuda said you chayv kolachas viachas? The loylecha, loylecha, loylecha. So he must have heard from Remeir, or he assumed that Remeir held kol ein chayv alachas. That's the very case that he's arguing with. Loylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha with the vavs. So Rabbi Yehuda, no, I disagree with you, Remeir. You said it's chayv achas. I hold it's chayv al kolachas viachas. So getting back again. Since Rabbi Yehuda says viloy lecha, that's the prat. That's what he said. No, v'yomler Rabbi Yehuda, with all respect, Remeir, it's a prat to have. That's why the only machloikis is in this viloy lecha, viloy lecha. Not the only machloikis. That's the reason why he focuses on the loy lecha, viloy lecha, viloy lecha, and he says I disagree, Remeir. In the case of loy lecha, viloy lecha, then I hold chayiv al kol achas viachas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. To vayu l'remeir brought to have. Rabbi Yochanan now looks at the braisa once again. We're not bringing yet the raya that Rabbi Yochanan has from the Mishnah. He's just responding to Shmuel's raya from the braisa. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, to vayu l'remeir brought to have. They're both brought to. both the case of loy lecha, and the case of loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. All cases, according to the mayor, all are prat. The only time that's a klal, if you said lechem. But otherwise, these are all prat. The omelet Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda now is responding, and he says, v'loy lecha, maydina lecha. If it's with the vav, I agree with you, Rabbi Meir. We and with the two, we can be mechutanim, we can dance together. Chayv kolachas v'yachas. No question about it. It's beloy lecha peligne lech. That's where I have my dispute with you, that you feel that by the loy lecha, that this would be a case of a prat, chayv kolachas v'yachas, and I hold that it's a klal, that you only chayv one on the whole business. Ushmul. So this is how Rabbi Yochanan went. So now Ushmul, adi oidule, oiduye, liflig ale, iflugi. So Gemara is asking now on Shmuel, I don't understand with you. I'm sorry. Shmuel is now responding to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said that according to the mayor, both loylecha and viloylecha, yirchaiva kol achas viachas. So now Rabbi Yehuda argues, according to Rabbi Yochanan, with which case does he argue? Not in the case of viloylecha, 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 because there Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabbi Meir also agrees, yirchaiva kol achas viachas. Rabbi Yehuda only argues in the case of loylecha, 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 where according to Rabbi Meir, that's also chaiva kol achas viachas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only chaiv one. So now Shmuel says to Rabbi Yochanan, with all due respect, according to the way you're learning Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is focusing on the case where they are in agreement. If Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue with the mayor, he should focus on the case that he's arguing with him. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, remember Rabbi Yochanan says that according to the mayor, both with the vav and without the vav, they're both a pratim. So if Rabbi Yehuda wants to argue now, he should argue on the loylecha case and say, no, by loylecha, that I'm masking. But the central machloik is between us, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is without the vav. And that ikka chasim and asayf, I mean, the whole purpose of Rabbi Yehuda coming is to say, I disagree with Rabbi Meir. So you would think that he would emphasize the disagreement and not the agreement. And that's why Shmuel says, instead of talking about where he agrees with him, in the Vav case, let him go and focus on the case where there is the Machlaikis. Where's the Machlaikis? Where there is no Vav. And therefore says Shmuel, that's why I don't like your Pshat. And I don't like, I learn my Pshat and not your Pshat, not like Rabbi Yochanan says that that Rabbi Meir holds both of them are Pratim. But only like Shmuel says that only in the case of the loylecha v'loylecha, that's where Reb Meir holds it's a klal, and that's where Reb Yehuda says, I'm very sorry, my dear colleague, Harav Reb Meir, you hold that the case of v'loylecha is a klal. I hold chayv kolachas v'yachas because that is a prat. So in that respect, Shmuel is much easier to understand than Reb Yochanan, because Reb Yochanan, like Shmuel just asked, if Reb Yehuda is agreeing with him in the case of loy lecha, because even Reb Meir holds that that is a prat, then why is Reb Yehuda focusing on the agreement? He should be focusing on the disagreement.
But the later Tanoim are also, as
the Gemara doesn't talk about the later Tanoim, they don't get involved in the whole discussion.
They give a context that supports Reb Yochanan, in my opinion, anyway.
Okay, that's fine. But the Gemara doesn't talk about the other two. The Gemara is assuming Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda are the famous colleagues that argue whenever they're in Machloikas, and they're talking to each other. Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon are to the side. That's the raya and the discussion about the braisa. Reb Yochanan is like Masis, and Reb Yochanan wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah. What's a raya from our Mishnah? They come Reb Meir. Reb Meir said back in our Mishnah. It doesn't say Befedish, the words Reb Meir, but Rashi says, Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, so presumably it's Reb Meir. It says, Shvush ein lechem biyodi klo lehavah. That's the klal that you only have to bring one carbon. Now, Zokta Yumara, Mechlal sounds like from that, the Viloy Lecha, that's brought to Hava, that if you didn't say Shvur Shein Lechem Biyadi, you said Shvur Shein Lecha, V'ein Lecha, V'ein Lecha, V'ein Lecha, not V'ein Lecha, no, Viloy Lecha, Viloy Lecha, Viloy Lecha, you keep on adding those vavs, it sounds like it's a prat, which is what Rabbi Yochanan holds, Aliba de Reb Meir, that Reb Meir holds in all cases, both Loylecha and Viloylecha are all pratim, pratim, pratim. Says, why does he say that? Because why does Reb Meir say in the case of the Mishnah that the klal is she'ein lechem biyodi. That's the klal. The klal divilloy lecha is prat to have zaytzachos. That would taka be a prat, which is the same as Rabbi Yehuda holds that divilloy lecha is a prat. Yechayev a kolachas viachas. What's the right? These al kadaita divilloy lecha is also a klal lehava. The way Shmuel is learning, Adamash melecha shvush ein lechem biyodi. Shvush ein lechem biyodi is a dove poshit. That that's only one, because he's calling everybody you, using the plural form of you, not atah, but atem ein lechem, all of you together. And that's a dove poshit. So that I don't. That's no chiddush. Nishmeina let Ramei tell us a bigger chiddush. Shvush loy lecha viloy lecha viloy lecha is also a klal. And you only chayiv one shvua, which is what, of course, Shmuel holds. Aliba d'Rameir. Kol shkein shvua she'en lechem biyodi. If you're going to tell me that the individual vilaylecha, that is all one, then certainly ein lechem biyodi is one. So why didn't he go and tell us vilaylecha that is also one? It's the chasimah that he holds that vilaylecha are taka pratim, separate. So what's the machlokes with Rabbi Yehuda? There's no machlokes in loylecha vilaylecha. Both Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda hold unanimously that this is chayv kolachas v'yachas. It's brought. So where's the machlokes? Machlokes is without the vav when it's just loy lecha, as we said before. L'chayra, Rabbi Yochanan has a good tarif in the Mishnah. Shmuel Amar nishkefelach kolayim v'loy lecha kolayim shvuah she'ein lechem biyodi dami. You're just really spelling it out. Ein lechem, you're coil everybody in one word. Loy lecha. Is you call everybody, but in separate words. But it's the halachic equivalent. So Shmuel holds that this is no much shtickler chiddush, maybe 1% chiddush, but no major chiddush. So as far as Shmuel is concerned, Remeir feels that there's really no nafkimina between ein lechem or v'loy lecha. All of these are just koilel and makes it into one large one. Okay, so with this we have gone through Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and their individual svaris as what the machlokes is, not svaris, but positions, what the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Izokti Mariat, let's try to bring three rayas from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Tanan, loylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha. And what does it say about that at the end? Chayiv al kol achas vi achas. So now, that's obviously Pratim, loylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha. And now the question is, who is talking in our Mishnah? Talking in the Mishnah is Remeir. Stam Mishnah is Remeir. And what is he saying? Viloylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha. That when you add the extra vavs, then you chayiv al kol achas viachas. Okay, so what does Remeir hold tak in such a case of the extra vavs, chayiv al kol achas viachas? Let's go back to Shmuel again. Shmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda holds loylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha. Then it's chayva kolachas viachas. And miklal hen at teshemei alav, miklal lav at teshemei hen. What would Remeir hold in such a case? You're only chayiv achas. Only one. But here it says in the Mishnah, loylecha, 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 you chayva kolachas viachas. So lechoy is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, shver on Shmuel. It's more to me, loylecha, leave out the extra vavs. It's just a minor correction. Take out the vavs, it should just say loylecha, loylecha, loylecha. That's one Remeir holds that it's pratim, but taka viloylecha, 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 say Shmuel, aliv to Remeir, it'd only be chayiv one. Toshima.
But the Tanakhama says shvush ein lechem biyodi ein lechayv alachas.
And what does he say about shvush
ein lechem biyodi? According to this, lo lecha lo lecha chayv alachas. According to the Tni, look at the Mishnah. The Tni.
What line are you looking at?
I'm looking at the
six lines before the white line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So shvush ein lechem biyodi ein lechayv alachas.
Ask him. Everybody agrees with that.
Now listen with the Tni. Shvush ein lechem biyodi lo lecha v'lo lecha.
Okay, and that's Remeir speaking.
Okay.
How does Remeir say by loylecha viloylecha viloylecha that you chayv kolachas viachas? Obviously, holds that is a prat. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in our brayza. Loylecha viloylecha that it's a prat. Says Shmuel, Remeir obviously disagrees because that's what Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue with Remeir. The Remeir held by loylecha viloylecha viloylecha. You're kolel, you're only chayiv one. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Since you said loylecha the vav keeps on importing shvua as if he said shvua loylecha, shvua loylecha, shvua loylecha. So a bazai according to Shmuel is the shver our Mishnah, because if you're saying according to Shmuel that a mayor holds where there are vavs, you're kolel, and you only chayiv once. Why does our Mishnah say chayiv al kol achas v'yachas? And for the Gemara Tani, make a small emendation, take out the vavs. So now it only says loylecha, loylecha, loylecha.
So why does it say lechem? If you're going to change and omit the vavs,
before we get to lechem, are you okay with the teretz?
I don't like it because it's a Mishnah and usual. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand. Shot.
Please don't put in your own personal feelings about this. Okay. Bottom line is, according to the Gemara's teretz, does it shtim now according to Shmuel?
It's forced, yes.
Okay. Many times we have a doichik pshat. Okay. Anytime you have to amend the Mishnah, it's by definition a doichik.
Okay.
We always think that there's that what the Mishnah says is absolutely set in stone. Says Yomar, no. According to Shmuel, you have to take out the vavs. Once you take out the vavs, that becomes the loy lecha of Remeir. And that's when Remeir says, prat, that you, I'm sorry, that Meir says, taka prat, yichayv kolachas v'yachas. What is that prat? When you leave out the vav. Okay. Toshima. Tan lipikotin. Uzisumas yod. The gozel. The aveda. So what does we say about that in the Mishnah? That you chayiv a separate carbon on each one. And again, because you have the vavs there. Why, when you have the vavs, you have separate kabbanas? According to Shmuel, when you have the vavs, it's one klal. It's Rabbi Yehuda that said the vavs make it chayiv kolachas v'yachas. The prat of Rabbi Yehuda is the klal of Remeir. And therefore, Remeir must hold in the case of Pikodin, Uzasumizor, Vigazel, Viaveda, that really is all one klal, and one klal you should only be chayit. Yet the Mishnah said, Yechayiv kol achas v'yachas. And the Gemara gives the same teretz again. Tani, Tzisumizor, Gezel, Aveda, take out the vavs in between. Toshima, same kasha again. Ten lechem, ten li, chitim, usoir, vikusmin. So what is the case? And he responds in kind, Shvua she'en lecha b'yadi, Shvua usoirim v'kusmin, then yechayv al kol achas v'yachas. According to Remeir, since he's being poreid each one individually, and he puts in vav, 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 Rabbi Yehud is the one that holds yechayv al kol achas v'yachas. But according to Remeir, you coil all of them together, you should only be yechayv one. And the Gemara gives the same teretz again, take out the vavs, t'ni so'irim, Kusmin, of course, chitim soirim bekusmin, and kusmin, take out vav. Chitim soirim kusmin. Frey Timar, give me a break. Vahitana kol hochi, shabish, toni v'ozel. I could understand one mistake, two mistakes, three mistakes in the Mishnah that every time it says vav, 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 take it out, take it out, take it out. Come on. Rabbeinu HaKodesh had a much, he was a much better editor than we're giving him credit for. Therefore, says Gemara, you're right. This is not Remeir. Remeir is the one in the Mishnah, in the Braisa. Our Mishnah Helmani, that's Rabbihi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who of course was the one that codified the Mishnahs. The Omar, Loishno Kazayis, Kazayis, Loishno Kazayis, Ukazayis, Rotahava. What is this Kazayis, 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 Ukazayis all about? Nothing to do with Shvuas HaPikodin, nothing to do with a litigation between Reuven and Shimon. Give me back my Aveda, give me back my Tzumas Yod, my Pikodin, nothing to do with that. We're now going to Hilchos Kodshim. Ooh, what's Hilchos Kodshim? We have a famous halacha of Pigul. What means Pigul? Now, there are two different cases of Pigul. We colloquially call them both Pigul, but the Gemara distinguishes between Pigul and Possel. What's Pigul and what's Possel? When they are doing one of the major avoidos of the carbon, Shechita, Kabbalah Saddam, Haylocha, Zrika Saddam, what kavana should the Kohen have in mind when he's doing all these avoiders? He should have in mind to do the avoider properly. What happens if, however, he had in mind to go and eat this carbon chutz lizmanai? What would be chutz lizmanai? Your typical carbon, you can only eat the yoyim v'layla. So if you bring the carbon on a Monday, you can eat it throughout Monday and until nightfall, and whether it's until Chatzos or until the morning, whether it's Midrais or Midrabanan, but that's the maximum. You can't go and eat the next day. But what happens if on Monday he says, I want to eat this for lunch Tuesday, I'm going to go make a big suda, I'm going to go and eat this carbon. That's a machsheves pigol. That's a machsheves pigol of chutz lizmanai. You can also machsheves pigol of chutz limakoimai. What will be chutz limakoimai? Your regular, typical kochim kalim, your carbon shlomim, your carbon toida, can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim, throughout, within the walls. What happens if he says, I'm going tomorrow to Tel Aviv, and I'm going to go and throw a big party, and I'm going to take some of this carbon with me? That's eating, it's having a machshava of chutz limkoim. Now, regardless of whether that person implements his bad machshavas or not, it makes no difference. That passels the carbon. So even if eventually he did not go and eat it the next day, and he did not take it to Tel Aviv, it makes no difference.
It's
pigel. Okay, in the first case, pigel, there's a din of kares. In the din of passel, it's not a din of kares, it's just that the carbon is passel. Fine. Now what happens if he combines two together? You have a kohen who's a machmir, and he has kezayis, kezayis, or kezayis, ukezayis, meaning one kezayis he's thinking I'm going to eat tomorrow, one kezayis of this carbon I'm going to go and eat in Tel Aviv. Oh, so now, does it make a difference whether he said kezayis, kezayis? Again, kezayis parenthetically, tomorrow, kezayis parenthetically, bachutz, outside Yerushalayim, or if he says kezayis, ukezayis, does that make a difference? Says Rebbe, it makes absolutely no difference. Pratahava, and what we say is that the first prat of the first kezayis knocks out the second prat, and it has a status of pigel, and not just a status, just a the status of posel. Therefore, were a person to eat from this carbon, it's a pigel carbon, and not just a posel carbon, and the achila of pigel is a din of karis. So that's what Rebbe says, you don't distinguish between kezayis and kezayis ukezayis. Both prat. Ah, Zoki Gemara. Even though Rebbe is talking about totally different parsha, the parsha of Kodshim. However, just like over there, he said, doesn't make a difference. Yavav, Nishvav, it's all the same. That's our Mishnah as well. Says Shmuel, when I was distinguishing between Lecha, the Loy Lecha, the Loy Lecha, or Loy Lecha, Loy Lecha, Loy Lecha, that was only according to Remeir, because Remeir is the one that's this disputant of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Klal Shazer, the Prat Shazer, the Prat Shazer, the Klal Shazer. But I agree that according to Rebbe, there's no difference between mitavav onavav. They're all exactly the same. Oh, so Rebbe is the Tan of our Mishnah. After all, Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, codified the Mishnah. So when it says in the Mishnah these expressions, loylecha, viloylecha, viloylecha, and pikonus is semitiyah begezla veda, it's really no nafkimina mitavav unavav. In all cases, pratahava, and that's why yechayiv al kol achas viachas. Toshima mididei. Mididei means let's try to bring a raya for Remeir himself in our Mishnah. Until now, the Mishnah was a Stam Mishnah. But our Mishnah does say Remeir Oimer. Oh, so let's try to bring a raya from Remeir himself. What did Remeir say? Efelechitu usoira vikusem eschaiva kol achas vi achas. Prior to this Remeir, the Mishnah was talking about chitim soirim vikusmin. It's Remeir that comes and makes it now singular instead of plural and says, don't just focus on the plural. I feel like even the individual chita, soira, vikusemes, you're also chayiv, akol achas viachas. Now this is Remeir speaking. And it says, visoira, usoira, vikusemes, mitvavin, nuoy bazoi, I have a kasha in Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, Shmuel says, the vavin, according to Reb Yehuda, is chayiv, akol achas viachas. But Remeir disagree, he holds that it's a kalal. She should only be chayiv one. Same terrace is what? Tli, chita, soira, kusemes. And this doesn't bother the Gemara because it's just only one change, it's not a series of three changes, right? The Gemara is bothered. Kol hachi, shabish, tani, va'oz, come on. How many times do you make a mistake? Or lav zavka. Only one time. Chita sorry to kusamis. That really it should be without the vavs and not with the vavs. Fine. Okay, with this we have concluded the discussion of Remeir and Reb Yehuda, Alibe de Shmuel and Alibe de Reb Yochanan. But the Gemara just wants to add one more knetch, which is unrelated to the previous discussion. My afilu. Why does the mayor say afilu? What's the kavanah with the afilu? Am ravach, am reid, rav ika, afilu chita b'chlal chitim, usa'ir b'chlal sa'irim, vikusemes b'chlal kusmin. What does that mean? It explains Rashi that although he used the singular, what he really meant was the plural. Where do we find that singular is just like plural? Says Rashi. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is parallel to where it says hadan lachshuas ha'pikodayim on the Tosfos side. So Rashi, chita b'chlal chitim, emtoanei chita harihu kitoanei chitim, ki rechsiv v'hachita v'akusemes loinuku ki afilois heinam. Right? It's talking about the makas borad, that the makas borad did not cause any problems to the chita kusemes because they were later crops as opposed to the so'irim, which are earlier crops. Why does it say v'chita? It should say v'chitim. There was only one kernel of wheat. So you see that the word chita is lavdavka. It's referring to the whole min, the whole species
so it's like
of chita.
Fish. It can be plural or singular.
Plural noun, like behema rabba. In
oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. We'll get to that in a moment. So therefore, chita b'chal chitim. So okay, mazal tov. So what? benefit do I get from that? So the Tosfos Yontif Mishnah says that the benefit that I get from that is that maybe only chita, it means only one kernel of wheat. And it could be that one kernel of wheat is not a shava pruta. And for purposes of shua sapikon, it has to be worth at least a shava pruta. Kamash malan, when you said the word chita, we don't mean chita, we mean chitin. Chitin by definition means multiple kernels of wheat. They have to add up to at least a shava pruta. And that's what's good, that works vis-a-vis such a shvua in the Mishnah. However, if chita taka meant only chita alone, then maybe there wouldn't be a whole parsh of shvua sabikotin if you only use one chita, because each one could be worth less than a shvua pruta. That you said, Behema Rabba, my father, Zechon Lebrucha, always used to make reference to the following story. There was a shidduch that was proposed for a bocher and a maidl, and the bocher side wanted to know a little bit more about the maidl. Maidl means the young lady.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured you would know. Anyway, bottom line is, you didn't have shidduch resumes like we have today, and they wanted to know information. So they wrote a letter to the rabbi of the town where that family lived, and they asked, can you tell us a little bit about the mishpacha and about the girls, so we'll know whether it's a good to shidduch or not. So the rabbi wrote out a very nice letter responding, oh, fine mishpacha, it's good, it's fine, it's other, rum, rum, rum. And then at the end of the letter, in the final line, he wrote, v'ayin b'sefer yoin, v'ayin b'soif sefer yoina, v'shom timtza chesroina. Look at the very end of the Sefer of Yoina, and there you'll find the deficiency, the chesroin. What does the last pasuk in Yoina say? Behema Rabba. In other words, the rabbi obviously didn't want his local congregant to be furious at him if he writes bad things.
Torpedoes the shit out.
See, he wrote a beautiful, oh, everything is great. Oh, but if you want to know the chesroin, look at the last pasuk in Yoina.
The person from the community.
Apparently not. Apparently he wasn't. He was a behema Rabba, or she was a behema Rabba. All them a behema Rabba. Okay. Anyway. On to next one.
Well,
it's written in the Gemara, it's written in the Mishnah.
Four lines on the wide lines shy on this page. It's quoting the Mishnah. Rav Meir Omer Afilu Chita Usorav Kusemis.
And if you want to go back to the Mishnah, Lamed Vav Omid Beis, you'll see it's the fourth line of the wide lines there as well. Rav Meir Omer Afilu Omer Chita. Good. Talk to you more about it. I want all four. If he says ainli biyodcha klum, it's only one shvua. If he says ainli shvush ainli bikodim semiyod gezva veda, it says amish yivichayva kol achas viachas. Okay. Tenli chita musoyim. Until now, the Gemara is vechuli. That's going on an earlier part of the Mishnah, and now we're going on a later part of the Mishnah. Give me back my chita musoyim, my kusman, etc. When you have this type of response that I owe, he denies owing him chitim sorry because min, even if in each case he's only denying, let's say, one third of a pruta of chitim, one third of pruta of soirim, one third of pruta of kusmin, they're all mitzaref together. Okay, not so simple yet, Rabbi say. Pligibot. In this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, we have now machlekes between Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad Omer aproti mechayiv, akloli loy mechayiv. Chad Omer akloli nami mechayiv. What does this mean? Okay, so let's go back just for a short moment to our Mishnah, and you'll see about the Mishnah. We're getting into the Chita Mesoirim case, starting on the first wide line of the Mishnah. Ten lichita mesoirim vekusman sheyesh libiyodcha. Shvush ein lecha biyodi, like ein lecha biyodi klum, I don't have anything, ein lechaiv al achas. Shvush ein lecha biyodi chitim, sorry, vekosmen, ten chayiv al kol achas viyachas. If this was Rav Meir speaking, then we have the machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you should leave in the vavs or take out the vavs. But since the Gemara concluded this goes according to Rabbi, then Rabbi said the Gabi Pigol, Kazayis, Kazayis, and Kazayis, Ukazayis are all the same, so therefore you don't have to touch it, leave the vavs, take them out, doesn't make a difference. Chayiv kol achas viyachas. Okay, now the question is, how many al kol achas viachas do you have over here? Now, if you would ask me, and I'm sure you would probably agree, that means it's three chayv kol achas viachas. Because it's shvush ein lecha biyadi, chitim, So Oyrim, the Klisman, Chayv Klisman, there's three Kabbanis. In other words, if he falsely swore that he doesn't have the Chitim Zarev Klisman, and in fact he had the Chitim Zarev Klisman, then, and afterwards Moedim Esfad, he's going to have to go and bring the three Kabbanis, Asham, Gzeles. Okay, Zeya, good. However, one man the Yama says, I respectfully disagree. And in fact, it's not three, but it's four. How is it four? Because you divide up the Shvur. Shvur She'en Lecha Biyadi. Take a break, take a pause, a long breath. That's already my first shvur. Ein lecha biyadi. I have nothing of yours in my hand. That's shvur number one. And the Gemara is going to call that a klola shvur, because he's koil everything. And then he continues on. Chitus, Arim v'kosman, he's adding three more, and then you chayv four altogether. One for the klal of ein lecha biyadi, and then one for the pratim of chitim, Arim v'kosman. Therefore you have four. That's the machlokes.
Now we didn't have that earlier.
We did not. That's a brand new shtickle. And now the Gemara adds one more kneich, as we'll see in a moment, that since the machlokes is not only in a Mishnah, but it's also alibe de Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan said that they're all mitztarif together, he's only according to the Man D'Yama that holds shvur she'ein lecha biyadi, because that's the koilel shvur. Since that's the on that koil shvur,
has
to be shavu pruta, and it's mitzaref from all of them together, but not from the chitim and the kusman, which are separate in yonim. So according to the one that holds that they're four, when Rabbi Yochanan says that they're mitzaref, it's only in the shvur shein lechabiyadi. According to the other man, the yama that says that there are only three shvurs, chitim and the kusman, then he holds it according to Rabbi Yochanan. Even there, Chitim Zarev V'Kusman, they would be mitztaref together for purposes of one Shavu Pruta. So let's see now the Gemara. Back to Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Pruta Kulumi. The Tzeref is Pligiba. The Pligiba is both in the Mishnah and what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. Rav Achu Ravina. Chad Omer Prati Mechai V'Aklol Eloi Mechai. Meaning you only have three Shavuos and not the Shavu of Shein Shavu Shein Bechol Yom. V'Chad Omer Klol Inam Mechai. No, you have four altogether. So let's take a quick look at the Rashi. To look at the Rashi, Pruta Mikolam Mitzterefes. The Rashi is almost where the lines, the wide lines of the Gemara. Pruta Mikolam Mitzterefes. Im Ein Lei Olav Mikulan El Shavu Pruta Mitzarev L'Chayv. Even though from each one individually, Chitim Sarim V'Kosman, he had less than a Shavu Pruta, he mitzarev them all together to a Shavu Pruta. Pligi Baravach Baravina, both Bimasnis in our Mishnah. And in the Milton Rabbi Yochanan, what's the machlokes? Chad Omer Prati Mechayiv Akloli Loi Mechayiv Chayiv Al Kol Achas VeYachas Dektoni Masisin Chayiv Sholosh Ka'amar, which is, I guess, the way we normally learn it. Chod Achitin, Chod Asayim, Chod Akusmin. But Abba Loi Mechayiv In Leila Meima The Shvur She'in Lecha Biyadi Chod Shvur Ba'Papi Nafshi. We don't say that Shekolol Ba These Kol all three together, and that's an additional fourth. Shekolol Ba In Lecha Biyadi Klum. That when he said "Ein lecha biyadi" means I have nothing, and then "chazu parah lechitim lekuli v'lezayin." You don't say that. Ela prati pirusha de shvush ein lecha biyadi. It's just a pirush. Shvush ein lecha biyadi. What am I referring to? Ein lecha biyadi. Colon. Good. Good. You have chitim. Sorry, because if it's only three. V'chiyam Rabbi Yochanan pruta meikula mitzterefes. Lav asev the masnis and the chayv leikolachas v'yachas koy. Tikim the cholchad v'chad be'apin afshi. If it's a separate shvur. The ratio of the mission, not our case, on the shvur she'en lecha biyadi, parenthetical, klum, where he did not enumerate chitim sarev v'kusman, that's where he said in nechayv ala achas, pruta mikulan, in nechayv ala achas, pruta mikulan, it's the refes, lo yitzhi shvur dochadi. After all, when he says shvur she'en lechadi, the other guy says, you owe me chitim sarev v'kusman, shvur she'en lecha biyadi, chagunish, I have nothing. Then the three are mitztaref together because it's only one shvur, it's not three separate shvurs. However, in the case of the three separate shvurs,
each has to have a shavu.
Each has to have a shavu.
It doesn't trigger a korban
unless each one has individually. V'chad omen no chay v'kolach v'yach nitoni masisin dalid nino. There are four shvurs. Chod aklala first on the klal of shvur in the chabiyadi. Stop. Utlas the brothers. So they're four altogether. Based on this, Rabbi Yochanan, I say v'nami kaima. You don't have to say Rabbi Yochanan is going back on the reisha shvush in the chabiyadi klum. He's going on the sefer, but which part of the sefer? Ashvuas the klala on the klal part of that shvur. Mechayiv mia chada. So bottom line is, both of them agree on the chitim sorim mekusman aspect. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not mitzaref. Not mitzaref. Where do we say the putu bikulam mitzarefes in? The sefer where it says shvur she'en lecha biyadi chitim karim kusman, If you hold that Shavuah Shein Lecha B'yad is considered to be a separate Shavuah on its own, and it's a Shavuah HaKolelis, all three together, that I don't have anything from you, including, parenthetically, Chitu Kaisuzot, so that's a separate Shavuah. On that separate Shavuah, says Rabbi Yochanan, they're mitzvah, because he was Kolelim together, Shavuah Shein Lecha B'yad. According to the Man Yom, that says, come on, there are only three Shavuahs altogether, not four Shavuahs, so where does Rabbi Yochanan refer to the Prut Mikula? On the ratio, it says Shavuah Shein Lecha B'yad Iklum. That's where it's mitzvah, because he didn't enumerate each one individually. On these two pshatim, we're going to have two kashas. Kasha number one. V'atani Reb Chiya harikan chomesh esrei chato'oiz. Reb Chiya says if you add it all up together and you do your adding and you're multiplying, you get a maximum of 15. How do you get 15? Because we started off the Mishnah, there were chamish and toivin oisai. Ketzad, how do we start off today? Hishbiya love. Right, that's about 8 lines before the white lines. 5 people with Tevea. What was each one of the people Tevea? You have my chitim Tzorim Bekusman. You have my chitim Tzorim Bekusman. So how much is 5 times 3? 5 times 3 is 15. Freyti Morvim Isa Kunitim Aliyama that holds that the Shvua She'in Lechabiyadi is itself a separate Shvua, even though we add a chitim under God. And therefore you have 4 Shvuas. So 4 times 5 is not 15.
It's 20.
And Isa, Esther, and Havion, it should say that there are 20.
It says Hashemos, not Chatos, right? It says Chatos? It's Hashem
Gezeros.
Chatos, it should be Hashemos, yeah?
No, what you're saying makes sense. Yeah, Choyer, it should be Hashemos.
I'm sure I'm not the first one to notice this. I'm sure someone erases this. But it should be Hashemos, because we're talking about Hashem Gezeros.
No, you're 100%. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. You have to look in the art school focuses on it. Can I borrow you for a moment? Shkaya, thank you. Okay. 31. From Rashi, this is a footnote 31 from the Heilige Art School. From Rashi, it seems evident that Reb Chiya is discussing a case of an oath of deposit, as opposed to an oath of testimony. In other words, Shavuos HaPikadon, not Shavuos HaEdus. Thus, the term Chatas offerings may be imprecise, for in fact, one is liable to bring an Oshem, not a Chatas, for swearing a false oath of deposit. What he is saying, therefore, is that Lulei Rashi, you could say that this Machlis Raisa of Reb Chiya is not referring to our case of our Mishnah, but it's talking about a case of Shavuos HaEdus and not Shavuos. And not a Shavuos, because the Brice itself doesn't say.
Right.
He's a Farashi's Mashma, and they're talking about. He says.
Xela. Denial of.
Okay,
deposit.
So look at the second choices before the end. Hari Khan, Tesvav Chatois, Kabi Shavuos, Eidus Misnai, Kabi Khan Havilay Lameimar. You see, you Macham, the choices, beautiful, Shkoyach.
Even the art school, even better, art school, note 31.
Yeah, really, he says in the parentheses that CF, choice, when he says CF means choice, disagrees. Okay, anyway, so back to our Gemara now.
So if it's Kolo, we should have 20, not 15.
Oh, and for the Gemara, Haitana, the Prati Kachosh, the Kolo, the Kachosh. You're right. If you add it all together, the Vaka 20. The reason why it says in the Mishnah, would you like to sit at the head of the table?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
I feel like Mendy.
Yeah, before you sit, if you don't mind, if you be so kind, please.
Je t'adore. You know, je t'adore means in French.
Door is a jar.
Means I love you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
and
God.
In this case, I love you too, but please kindly close the door. Good. Anyway, I thought adore that you want the door to make a shua.
Shua, right, yeah, adore. Okay.
Anyway, let's give this. Yeah, of course, he's getting back to argument. Every morning, Haitana de Prati Kachashu, the Kloli Kachashu. Reb Chiya Maskev, the Taka do 20. But he's only focusing on the Pratim of the Shua. If he was making a bakal mikar kol, a full total with that could be 20. He's only focusing on those. It's a
prat.
Okay. Bring him up, but I have a second price. So there it says clearly 20. And obviously must be talking about the Harlechabiyadi. Oh, so he's taking all 20. So five people, four parts of the price of the klala and the price of the shvua. The klala part and the three pratim part. So that's 20. Is the Chorzeh Shver and the Mandiyoma that says he only have 3. for the Gemara, he's not talking about the chitim, sorry, the kusman, he's talking about the four, so forget about the harlecha biyadi, just the four pratim, four times five is 20,
and
very easy text.
Be a chatos, those must be a shamos. Right?
We don't have the word. Yeah, it's a tarikanes from chatos. You have a problem. Still have a problem. Right? But it could be that the two edim are saying, okay, we know no edis, not regarding because not some is okay. Boy, I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi Nachman. Ho yechamish etoivim oitzai, v'omru loy, 10 lono pikodin, some is yod, v'gezel v'aveda, sheyesh lono biyodcha. He says to him, go and give me the pikodin, some is yod, all of these things that you have of mine. Omer li echen men, shvua she'em lecha biyodi, pikodin, some is yod, gezel v'aveda. That's what he says to Reuven, right? They have, assume you have five people. He goes, says to the first person, Rabbi Yid, Reuven, I don't have pikadon simsiyad gizvavik. And then he turns to Shimon and to Levi Yehuda, and he doesn't repeat the whole Torah. He just says v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. So we've covered all five.
That should be good enough.
I'm sorry, once again.
That should be good enough.
It's good enough. The question is, how many false shavuos did he make, and how many kabbonis will he have to bring subsequently? Find out that he. I'm sorry?
To expiate his crime.
Expiate his crime. Well, I'm sorry.
You're wrong. You're
I'm,
much so,
I'm sorry. It's going to be either 8 altogether or it's going to be 20 altogether.
Wow.
How do you get 8 altogether?
Mao
achod mechayiv. So Rashi explains achod mechayiv is vis a vis the first person, there's no question he's chayiv for. We're assuming like the Mandiyama that's now klal, it's just a prat. So because sumi yad gev aveda, number one, all four. As far as all the other four are concerned, v'loy lecha is like v'loy lecha zero. Because since he didn't enumerate because sumi yad gev aveda,
he just gets the klal hit again.
And therefore each one only gets a klal.
Increments one.
And that's 4 plus 4 times 1 is 8. Look at the last Rashi. Achod mechayiv. Akol chad v'chad mehanoch basroi d'v'loy l'chotik omar lav aprot d'bikonu subdiyod koi v'ein kan ele cheschatois 8 dal mishum rishoin v'yechel chol elcha minu achroinim. First guy gets 4 kabbonis, each other one only gets 1 carbon. 8 altogether. Now that they get the carbon, it means the number of kabbonis you have to bring is 8 altogether.
It's not always good to be number 1.
No. Akol chad v'chad mechayiv. Or maybe he has to go and bring 4 separate ones for each
times.
One of the five people.
Times.
4 times 5 is 20. Says the top Rashi. Duma loylecha pratekoi. The loylecha is on each one of the gezels. It's a pekodim. It's a yon gezel. They don't. Therefore, you have to bring 20 altogether. That's the shaila. It's toshema. Let's bring a raya from the price that we just quoted a moment ago. Tani rebchiya harikan esrim chatois. Hey chidam. How do you get 20? Ede parish. If it's talking about the taka, all five were in line. And he says to Reuven, Shvur she'en lecha biyadi
Gezel
aveda t'vel Shimon, Shvur she'en lemechadi I don't have Pekadim sumisyad Levi, same thing. He says it 5 separate times, enumerating each time the 4. Frey Timara, he the parish of Chim and Yanos Shminin. Is he, you know, a kindergarten, a Rebbe or something that he's teaching us 4 times 5? I guess maybe that's first grade or whatever. He's teaching us how to multiply 4 times 5. Allah must be talking about the loy parish, and Rabbi's talking about the case that we're having, where he says 4 vis-a-vis the first guy, and all the other people just says v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, me too. Shema mina prat tahavi zarai that we taka say that's a prat, and that's taka 20, like the top line here in the Amid, and not like 8 that we said on the bottom of the Amid, and not the 4 or 5 that our distinguished friend Shelley was thinking.
Should it be 25?
Why is 25?
So you have the 4 times 5. Okay, hold on, but then you also have the klal.
Wait, this Gemara is going with, not according to that Mandi. Okay. Only count the pratim and not the klal. Zoki Moravaita, Nasta Petita Ezbiti. That's the final case of the Mishnah, and we had a bit of a dialogue between Reb Shimon and Chol. It's a very simple part of the Mishnah. We should just a quick review of that again. Back on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. What was the case? The 5th line of the wide lines. Anasa betitas bita, you scoundrel, you shaygetz, you were ma'anis from a fat to my daughter. Voim aloy nasa vele betiti. Mashbiach ani vi omar omein. Chayiv, because he owes money because of his falsha shvua, therefore he's eventually going to have to go and bring a korban hasham gzegas. Pshim poitin, he don't have to bring a kasha magril, shenu mishalom knas al piyatsri. Since he's not mishalom knas al piyatsri, he didn't have to go and make a shvua that loy nasa vele betiti. He could have simply said, I mask him. I did it. And therefore he'd be off the hook. So he didn't accomplish anything with Ishwa. Ishwa is just like a kfir is Dvarim Ba'alma. It's not a kfir of Mamain. And then he is Pat. Amrullah, they said to him, Reb Shimon, you forgot one thing. But Mishalim Boishu Pagam Al Biatzmai. There's a fundamental difference between the Knas portion and the Boishu Pagam portion. Meaning, that even, that's going back to the Gemara now. So, what does he mean to say? Anytime a person ma'anis or mafata, hey, psula, everybody knows that there's a kanas, a 50 shkolim. As I stay in the Torah, you have to pay chamishim, nothing to talk about. But people don't always think about it, and this is the Gemara in Mishnah Masechtas Ksuvis, that if a person ma'anis or mafata, a young lady also has to pay boishis u pegam. How much is a boishis? Says the Gemara, hakalafi hamavayish v'ham misbayish. It depends on what this young lady is. If this young lady happens to be a princess that lives in the royal palace with a king and a queen, obviously her busha of somebody being ma'aneser is much greater than if she lived in a slum area and she was the daughter of a janitor and a janitoris. That would be a different way to measure the amount. So that being the case, but that's mamay. That is not knas. And you mechuyev both. Mechuyev not only the knas, also the mamay. So l'choyre the chum are right. L'choyre Reb Shimon has a problem on his hands. Reb Chiya Barab, Reb Yoichanan. My time is Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon hold? He says, Hoyl v'ikr knas hu tevea. When he comes into the courtroom, the main thing that he's asking for is for the knas. Even though he's entitled to go to Boishas Begam, we're talking about the father of the girl. He's entitled to Boishas Begam as well. However, his major focus is on the knas, and that's where the shvur comes in, where the guy says, no. He's referring really to the Knas because the Tevei is looking for the Knas and he's denying the Knas. That's the major aspect. We're overlooking it. Now, why would we overlook it? We'll see in the last. It's definitely Shavu Pruta. We're going to get to that in the last two lines. Rabbi Yitzhak, don't be nervous. We're going to get to it. But before we get to the Svare, the Gemara gives us now a mashal of Rava, which Abaye is afterwards going to smash to smithereens. Omer Rava. Marshal Reb Shimon Amad Dov Adayim La'odim Shem Al-Khaber Ten Lichitim Usa Oirim Bekusmin Shiyesh Li Biyarcha. Give me all three. Omer Lo, and he told him Shvua She'ein Lecha Biyadi Chitim. He didn't mention Chitim Usa Oirim. He just said, I make a Shvua that I do not have your Chitim. He didn't say anything about Oirim Bekusmin Vishtakach the Chitim Hu Deleslai. And in fact, afterwards detectives went and they took a search warrant. He doesn't have his Chitim, and therefore he gave a correct shvur,
the shvur,
a truthful shvur, the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
It wasn't the whole truth; it was truthful.
Hey, only vis-a-vis the chitin. Ha, soirim v'kusmin islay. He, however, did retain the soirim v'kusmin. On that, he'd be potter. Why would he be potter in that? Because he only made a shvur vis-a-vis the chitin. The chiyistaba chitin makushta mishtaba. The chitin was absolutely true. The soirim v'kusmin, he didn't say any shvur at all. So at the end of the day, he does not have to go and bring a korban when subsequently we find that Itaka still had the Soirim Bekusmin. He's a ganav metagazlin, for sure. But he doesn't have to go and bring a korban for that because he didn't make a full shvur on that. He only made one shvur on the chitim, and that was truthful. So what is Rava trying to say from that? The same thing over here. The shvur was only vis-a-vis the knas. It wasn't vis-a-vis the boishes of begam. So therefore, on the knas portion, Rav Shimon says, since it's not Momin, it's Knas, he could have been Moida, your potter. The other two he didn't speak about. And so therefore we're done. I know you're upset, so is Abaye. Amli Abaye, me dummy, how can you compare? Hasim Mechitim Kakofale, Besoyim Mekusman, Loi Kakofale. He only spoke about the Chitim,
right.
And therefore that was Kushta. Besoyim Mekusman he didn't mention, so that's off the charts, that wasn't part of the Shavuot. Ahachim Mekulam Miltu the Kakofale. After all, he says in Mishnah, Loi Anasti V'Loi Pititi, and therefore with his shvur, the Loi Anasti V'Loi Pititi,
he covers the waterfront.
He says, I'm covering everything. Ha Loi Damia, if you want to make a marshal Rava, the marshal would be Oyim Lechaveri Ten Lichitim Asorim VeKusmin Sheish LeBiyadcha. Same as you said before, the Tviya was on all three. Shvur Shein LeChabiyadi Klal, and he goes and gives, as you say, covering the waterfront. I don't have anything. Bishtaka chitin hu delesle. Itaka doesn't have chitim, so then that part he's okay. Asarin v'kusman isle. Himachai. But the Asarin v'kusman he still has. He's mechuyev on this full tshua because he said, I don't have anything. And guess what? He does have something. He has the Asarin and the kusman. And therefore, you should be mechuyev. The marshal that you just gave Rava is not an accurate marshal. the mashal would be similar to what I just said, and according to what I just said, even though you're taka potter on the knas, but you're chayiv on the mammon is dochmaita. What's pshat in Reb Shimon? And the kiyasa rabban of Reb Yochanan did Reb Shimon knas hu teveya v'loy boishes upegam. According to Reb Shimon, when a person comes into the courtroom and he's complaining about the fact that Yenu is ma'anis, he's only asking for the knas. He's not asking boishes upegam. Why? We'll see in a moment. That's according to Reb Shimon. He's asking for all three. The Mai Kamifli, what's the machlekes omer apapa? Reb Shimon Tzavale Shavik Inish Midi Dekit, V'Tavi Midi Deloikit. After all, a person wants to have a quick in and out of the courtroom. He wants to get a quick decision. He doesn't want to have to be there for 18 sessions with his lawyers charging $1,000 an hour. Mm-hmm. So he figures, the kits, that's the easy one. The Torah says 50 shkolim. He goes into Bezdin, says, Bezdin, you don't have to know whether I happen to be the king or whether I happen to be the janitor. The, as far as the knas is concerned, that's 50. He was ma'anis and he was mafata. The other guy afterwards, he denies it. If you find two edim, then he would get his 50, right. And if he doesn't have to wait, he'll eventually be moedim misvada on his full shvua, then he'll go and get it, together with a, presumably with a chamishis, with a choymish. But the point is, if you have a set amount, that's the easy case, go in for the easy, and don't get bogged down on the details, metaboyshim, metabagam, you'll have to have assessments, and appraisals, and worse than that.
But what if he agrees?
Rabbanan Sabri, loyshavik midi, the chimoide bay loy mifter, the tavim midi, the chimoide bay mifter, Rabbanan say, you're right, the normal a person would want to get the set amount as opposed to the appraisal amount. However, over here, the set amount may be gunished. Why is it gunished? Because what happens if he's
moiser?
Why do you knas his potter? So therefore, he's not going to go make a big case, knas, 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 you know, potter, okay, case dismissed. So therefore, he's going to be tovea, not only the knas, but also the boishes of begam on that. He cannot go and be moida to make sure that he gets a win in this case. We can't get on the knas, but at least on the boishes of begam, and that's as far. And now you have a question.
Right, but what if the guy agrees? I'll give you 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
that can he still sue?
And then he doesn't come through with the 50.
No, but can he still sue him for the boshes of begam even if he agrees to the benefit?
Presumably in a separate session.
And he was separate court cases.
Separate court case, exactly right.
That's separate docket. Okay.
Separate docket, a separate daf. And now we continue on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, it looks like a long Mishnah, but it's pretty straightforward, and it's telling us Shavuos HaDiyanim. Shavuos HaDiyanim, the focus of our Mishnah is going to be solely on one form of Shavuos HaDiyanim. We're not talking about shomrim and things like that. We're speaking specifically about a moedim and mikzis satan. Moedim and mikzis, we know it says in the Torah, Ashi yoyim aki huzeh adol him, yobid var shneim, ashi yashin al him, yishalim shnoyim. So the person demanded you owe me 100, the person says I only owe you 50, the 50 he has to hand over, and on the other 50, you have to go to Elihim, which means to the Bezdin, and he has to make a shvu on the other 50. Good. And we're going to learn there's another halacha of it has to be min hatana. Min hatana is it has to be oranges and oranges and apples and that apples and oranges. And that is if the person says, you owe me 10 oranges, and the other person says, no, I owe you 10 apples. That's not min hatana, and that would be a full hakkosha, and there's no din of a moedim mixus in that case. Ram Gamliel, however, disagrees, as we'll see as we go on the Mishnah. Ram Gamliel doesn't hold the din of min hatana. Okay, back to what were you going to...
No, again, you can't mix apples and
oranges. You can't mix them all. You can't make a fruit salad out of it. Good. Shavuos HaDiyanim. So now there got to be certain minimums for the Torah. Hatan eshtei kesef. He has to be, the demand has to be at least 2 kesef. V'ha'idah b'shev ha'pruta. How much is 2 kesef? Kesef, the smallest matbei of kesef is a ma'ah. A ma'ah is a sixth of a dinner. It's a 24th of a shekel. So it's a relatively very small amount. We spoke about this briefly yesterday when we were distinguishing between the oshim that has to be 2 shkalim and that could be even a danka. A danka is a 6, which is a ma. Here it has to be 2 ma, so it's already double. Okay. Haida. When you have a moida mix, it doesn't have to be 50. We always talk about 150, it's not a 50%. As long as he's moida 1 shava pruta, that's already enough to mechayev a shvur. But if it's not from the same mint, like we spoke about before, apples and oranges, you're potter. Ketzad. Give me examples. Shtei kesef li biyodcha. You owe me 2 kesef. Ein lecha biyodi el pruta. No. I only owe you a pruta. You're potter. Now why is he potter?
Yeah,
it's money and a money. Right. So Rashi immediately points out. In a case of matbeya, avad yischayev. because he's moidim mixes. Here we're talking about the weight of kesef. Shtei kesef, you owe me the equivalent weight of two silver bars, and he says I only owe you the weight of a penny made out of copper, which is so so right. Expensive today that they don't
they don't mint them anymore, right?
They mint them, deny precedent. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, since we're no longer talking about the Matbeah, we're talking about the Mishkol, he's asking for silver. He says, I only owe you copper. So that's why your potter is not me minatan. Shtei kesef u'pruta li biyadcha. You owe me two kesef and one pruta. Ein lecha biyadi ela pruta. I only owe you a pruta. It's chayiv. We're going to talk much more about that in the Gemara. This goes like the money that holds. Tanoi chitim usa oirim. V'hoide loy bi'echen mehen. Is chayv. Here's the asking for shtei kesef and a pruta, and he says I only owe you a pruta. One could have argued that vis-a-vis the shtei kesef, he's machish totally koifer bakol on the pruta.
There's two claims, as it were.
Exactly. However, Mishnah says no, it's one claim, and he's a moed mixes, and you're chayv. Okay. Next case. Man li b'gerch ein lecha biyadi. I don't owe you a nickel, a penny, zero. Then you put because that's koifer bakol. Man li b'yadcha ein lecha biyadi ela chamishim. Chamishim dinner, which is exactly half. This is 100, he's saying 50. You're chayv. Okay, simple case. Manali abba biyadcha. You owe me money, not because you took the money, but your father, he took a loan from me, or he's holding on to my pikadon, etc. And now the Yoyrish says, in lecha biyadi elnun dinner. My father only owed you 50. He's potter. Now why is he potter? The neshu kemeshav aveda. How is the meshav aveda? Because the Yoyrish could have thrown up his hand and says,
I don't know anything about it.
You know, speak to Tati. Tati is an Oilam Emes, you know, you work it out upstairs. I can't help you down here. So therefore, he's a Mesh of Abeda, and therefore he's Potter. Manali Biyadcha, Amalai Ten. I'm sorry. Avad, it's always a mitzvah to be an Erlech Eden, to do it what's right, and he's some Nikim, Hashem Yisrael, Avad, Avad. But Mitzad Iker, then he's Potter. Manali Biyadcha, Amalai Hen. You owe me 100. Yeah, of course I owe you 100. No question about it. L'machar amaloi, the next day, and although the Mishnah doesn't tell us, but there were two Edom that were present and saw it when he said, and I mask. Shoy? So those Edi Haidah. And L'machar amaloi, the next day, he said to Nutanele, Nutgibis. Nesatavlach, between yesterday and today, I already paid you last night. Don't you remember after Mariv? I said, come on over, and I paid you the money. He's bought. Because this is not makhish what he said the day before. However, if he says now, Lamacher, Ein Lecha Biyadi, what are you talking about? I don't owe you a nickel. Then he's chayiv because he's a koifer the day before.
But he is Edom, so he's...
Exactly, so he lost the case. Right. Next case, Manali Biyadcha, Amalei Hen. And then the Malve, smart cookie, and he says to me, Alte Neuli Ela Biyadim. I'm making it today. You don't have to pay me today. You can pay me tomorrow. You can pay me next week. But it's God be with Adam. I don't want this soulism in Mishigath. Lamacha Amalai to Naoli. And he said, Nisatav, I already paid you last night. Chayim, Mishitorach, Litme Be'edim. Once he told me, you have to give Be'edim, he had to fulfill it tonight. He didn't. Now notice, from here to the end, there's no more Rashi. Because the last Rashi says, Shu Kemeshav Aveda. That was the previous Gemara. No more, there's so much more Mishnah. There's no more Rashi. So I'm only pointing this out because this is very, very unique, very unusual. I'm not aware of any other place in Shas. Barry probably is, and I'm sure Brother Shai and all the rest. But if you look at Daf Mem Beis Omid Aleph, go to Mem Beis Omid Aleph, a little bit past halfway down the Omid, in light font, Zatrashi, Shachachti Malafarish HaMishnah, V'hinni Mefarish Kan. Wow. Rashi said, when we learned the Mishnah, I forgot to go and write down my Pirush, and therefore, I'm going to put it down over here, Daf Mem Beis. Can you remember something like that? I mean, you do find from time to time that there is a Gilyan Hashat, that there's a Saris Hashat, or a Gilyan, a comment gloss. On the column saying that the rest of the Rashi is on next stop, or whatever.
That's a printer's decision, not the author's decision.
Exactly, that the Rashi is just a Shachachti, I forgot. Why do you forget?
Where is
this on Mem Beis?
Middle of the column.
Mem Beis Amid Aleph. A little bit past halfway down. Go past halfway down. You see the Rashi, Kiva Denochis Nadeus, which is halfway?
Right. It's between that and Manali Biyadcha Amar Lohain. Right? Just above that.
See, Amanali Biyadcha Amar Lohain?
Look at this colon. This is the full colon above that. Two lines above that.
Shachachti.
Okay, but enough of that.
Shachachti Mefarish HaMishnah V'Hinni Mefarish Kan. You know that? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so the rest of the... Then when you're reviewing the Mishnah tonight... Or today,
you're
looking for there. The Rashi is here in Mem Beis Amid. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now, getting back to our Mishnah. Back on Lamed Ches, Amid Beis. litra zav yeshli biyadcha. I have a whole, you owe me a whole litter of zav. Litter, of course, is a weight or a volume. Ein lecha biyadi a litra kesef. You only have kesef. It's patri, because it's a... It's not miminatana. However, dinner zav yeshli biyadcha. Not a weight of zav. But I have a dinner of zav. A coin. Oh, dinner zav yeshli biyadcha. Ein lecha biyadi a dinner kesef. Or a tresis, or a punjain, or a pruta. That is chayiv shahakl min bat beyachas. That was the Rashi that we said before. If it's talking about money...
He's claiming money and bidding money.
You owe me $100. He says, I only owe 50, I only owe 20, I only owe you 3/4, I only owe you 5 dimes. That all, even though dimes are different than them, but it's all minotaim. Good. Next. Kur tvu yili biyotcha. Ein lecha biyodi ele lesach kitnis. You're asking for tvu. I owe you a kur is the equivalent of 2 lesach. Lesach is a half a kur. And so therefore he says, you owe me a whole kur of tvu. I only owe you a half a kur. A lesach of kidneys, your potter. Why? Because tvua does not include kidneys. Doesn't close kidneys. That's the whole problem with Pesach. That's why the gebrachs business. And that's why the Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys, because they used to pack them together in the same bags. As Zuckman, that first they used the bag for chitim asoyrim, and then next time when they emptied it, they would go and put in kidneys. So therefore, you could have a problem. But kidneys is not tvua; it's something else. So therefore, it's potter. However, kor peris the biyacha ein lecha biyadi lesach kidneys. I wouldn't have thought so, but maybe Paris and not only Paris eight school. Priyadama, so Lesach is also Bayer Priyadama. Okay, right. Tano Chitavoy Le Besayim. Your potter, again, Chitim Sayim, not Miminatan. Rabbi Gamliel Machayev, and this Rabbi Gamliel is only Machayev here. Zung Lamafarishim is really going on all the cases previously in the Mishnah when we were talking about that they were Shaloi Miminatan, because Rabbi Gamliel doesn't require Miminatan. Right. Atoin lechaveri bekadi shemen v'hoid lebekan kanim. Kadi shemen and kanim are the same. Kad and kan for our purposes are synonymous. The only difference is that kadi shemen are kadim meleim shemen, and kankanim are kadim
empty
kanim. We're at with kadim without any shemen whatsoever. So what's the story now? So he said, you owe me barrels of wine. He says, I only not wine of shemen of oil. I only owe you
the
barrels.
Containers.
You have to, because he asked him for two things, he's only agreeing on one. You have to pay. No, that when you're talking about he is asking for kadim of shemen, and he's saying, I only owe you kankanim, so you can go and split the two in half, so to speak. The vis a vis the shemen is a kaifa bakol. Vis a vis the kadim is moid totally. So therefore, there's no requirement to make a shvur on this.
But he owes him the kankanim, as he admitted.
No question. Just the Gabi the Shvuah, no Shvuah. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Ani is different. Admain, Rabbi Gamliel says, I agree to Admain. Rabbi Gamliel really on his own holds this is v'chal not a shayla, because you don't need me minatana. So you're chay. But even if you hold it, you need minatana. I agree with Admain that you do have mitzas min hataina here. Why? Because kankanim is part of the tana of kadish emet. It's not the whole thing, but it's a mitzas. I don't owe you the shem, but I owe you the kankanim. So it's a mitzas, and therefore you're chayv. On the shvur, Tanu Kelim veKarkoyis veHoyde beKelim veKofer beKarkoyis beKarkoyis veKofer beKelim you potter. We're going to see later on in Daf Mem Beis. We must learn from a pasuk Einish Bona laKarkoyis, and our Mishnah is telling us Einish Bona laKarkoyis makes no difference whether the Hoydo is on the Karkoyis or the Kfir is on the Karkoyis. Einish Bona laKarkoyis, and since Karkoyis is in the mix over here, he's either Kofer beKarkoyis or he's Moyde Karkoyis pot. On the other hand, Hoyde mixes haKarkoyis, he wasn't addressing. Okay, going back, starting it. Tana came with kakois. Behoyde became with cover of kakois. Over kakois, the cover came with pot. Hoyde mixes a kakois, not all the kakois. He asked him for 5 kakois. I'm masking him on 2 and not masking him on 3. Then you pot it, because English bundle kakois. Then mixes a kalem, chayiv. And not only is he chayiv on the kalem, he's chayiv now to make a shvur on the kakois. As a Google shvur, it's called zoikikin. Shadachosh, chayin le machrayz, zing le chom, shayish le machrayz, li shav alein. What's the makar for zoikikin for Gilgul shvur? Yesterday's parish of Amr Isha, Amen, Amen. Amen Mishdeh, Amen Mish Acher, Barusa, Nesua, the ganze ways. Finally, Einish Bal Tanis Chesh Vekotten. If the Chesh Vekotten happens to be the Toivea, he's the plaintiff in the court, you don't have to be Nishban his, because in Lehemdeya, they're not even, you know, B'nai Deya to be the plaintiff. So you can ignore them, Einish Bal. You gotta wait until the Chesh and Shoyte become healthy and the cotton grows up. They might be in it's a cotton. You also don't cause a cotton to make a shvur. Aval nishba in the cotton ulahegdish. If the cotton is the teveh, you are nishba. One second, we just said Ein Nishban. I was going to ask you, have a stira in the same sentence. You say Ein Nishban cotton, now you say Yon Nishban cotton. I was going to ask that. Finally, the Hegdish is talking about a case where Reuven owes Shimon money, and instead of paying him the money, he's makdish all of his nechasim, and now it's all Hegdish now. Now the question is, Shimon that wants to get his money, how is he going to get his money? After all, everything becomes Hegdish, so therefore the question is, can you make a shvur in such a situation? Metzshem, we'll get to that in the Gemara, all the details.
The Matush Dover Shane Shalom.
Okay, so Metzshem, we'll see all of that in the Gemara. To be continued, Metzshem, tomorrow.
Let's
finish off here. Okay. It's very, very simple. This next is 2 minutes. Hey, Chimashbin Alei, how do you make a shvur? The shvur is at the end of the Moidim Mixed Shvur. Omer Vida, Omer Rab, Mashbin Oisim Shvur Amur Betoyra. Where is that talking about? Who are we talking about? Avram is speaking to Eliezer. He says Eliezer. So the Poshib shot in this Gemara, when Rabbi Yehuda Merav says Shvu Am Batoira, that means that you have to use Hashem's name by Hashem and not Kinuyim. Remember, we had a machloikis about that in the previous parish. So, Amar Ravina Ravashi, Kiman, Lechoyder Rav is passing the Bechnina bar Idi, the Omer Be'inan, Shem HaMiyuchad. And that's why Rav says you have to the Shu'a, Matayr Vajbiacha, Bahashem, make sure you say Hashem's name. But not Rabban, because Rabban is even a Kinoi. Amalay, no, that's not what Rav had in mind. The Philotim Rabban, the Amri Be'kinoi. Kinoi is also good. So, what did Rav mean? That's what he meant. Shvu Amur Batoira. That you have to hold a Dvar Chayfetz. What was the Dvar Chayfetz in the case of
the
Eliezer?
Right, he held out Avram's loins.
The Mokam Amila, because that was the Chayfetz of Kedusha Mitzvah. Exactly. Ukri Rabba the Yomer Rabba Haydina the Ashba Hashem Lekei Shemayim. If the Dayan says to the litigant, "Oh, you have to make a Shvu because you're Moedim Mikzas." Make a shvur about Hashem l'kei shemayim, and he does not tell him to go and take the kifat chayfetz. He didn't say that. This is a dvorim b'teilim. The whole thing is a chazara. You don't go and say that the dayan's psak is a good psak, and he pays out a pocket. The whole thing is all ridiculous.
No, it's not practice.
The Yomer HaPapim. What about the other case? Haydina the ajba b'tfilin. He was holding on to tfilin, and he didn't say Hashem l'kei shemayim. Rapapa obviously is just the opposite of what Rava said. Rava is absolutely correct, because when we say that according to Rav you have to shua amur batoira, it's not b'shem l'kei shemayim, it's you have to hold on to a chayfet shol mitzvah, and therefore if the dayan says, "Oh, make a shua b'shem Hashem," and you don't need a chayfet, he said it's taught by the Mishnah, we paskin like that. Rava, Rapapa that said the other way around, that when he told him, hold on to tefillin, and you don't have to say b'shem Hashem, or no, I'm sorry, you're nish nishkaf kimina by dying to tefillin, not to be commissioned to Adwar Mishnah. That's not commissioned to Adwar Mishnah. The halachi is that is what you're supposed to do. That's what Rav meant. So when Rav Papa said haydayne to ajva betfilin, the kitas chayfet betfilin, that's and the ajva betfilin nas commissioned to Adwar Mishnah. Rav Papa says that's the toys b'dvar Mishnah, because what Rav meant to say it be the Hashem's name and not be kinoi. That's the real pshat. So it's more of let's go with Rav Papa is wrong. We don't paskin like Rav Papa. We pass the Rav because Rav is talking about a dayan that said, make a shvur b'Hashem
and
don't hold anything. He's wrong. You have to hold something. As long as he's holding on to tefillin, it doesn't have to be a sefer Torah. Why would you think it's a sefer Torah? Continue on. Shvur ma'umet, every shvur that's made has to be standing. Tamar Chacham Yushev, Tamar Chacham Kavod HaTorah, he can even sit. Shvur is supposed to be mit HaSefer Torah, Taka. Tamar Chacham L'chad Chila B'Tfilin. What does that mean? Explains Rashi. Even though you're supposed to use L'chad Chila, you're supposed to be Sefer Torah. About the Kavod of the Tamar Chacham, we don't want to say Tamar Chacham, we don't trust you. You have to hold the Sefer Torah. You can even hold Tfilin. Otherwise, if he's not a Tamar Chacham, you have to hold the Sefer Torah. Where do you learn that from? You learn from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu wasn't holding a Sefer Torah. He was just holding the Mokam Amila. So why
Eliezer, Eliezer.
What did I say?
Eliezer, you said Avram Avinu.
Eliezer was holding on to the Bris Mila of Avram Avinu. That's not a Sefer Torah, that's a Bris. So why does the Gemara say, it's got to be a Sefer Torah? You can only use Tefillin, Talmud Chacham, but otherwise, it's got to be a Sefer Torah.
That's all there was then. There was no Sefer Torah yet.
Last Toysviz, Haydayin Adash B'Tilna, Avagav Dishbi Avram Es Eliezer B'Mila, and it wasn't Now skip a line. It was no Sefer Torah. There was only the Bris Mila. That was the only mitzvah, like you just said, and that's the reason why you have to have that. But now that we have a Sefer Torah, it's supposed to use it. What about nowadays? Did the Yonim ask us to use Sefer Torah? Says Rashi, unfortunately, we don't use the Sefer Torah anymore. The reason is because years and years and years ago, people were Erlich Eden, when you told them, and you give him a Sefer Torah, he would really be here. So he would make sure to go and say, he said, unfortunately, in later generations, people are not so careful anymore with what they say, and even Shavuos, and so therefore we no longer are Majbiya them, says Rashi, Melosh, and Shavuos. Rather, we go and tell him, if you're going to go and say a falsehood, Oror, there's going to be a klola on your head, but we don't have to make a shvua, so we shouldn't be over the shvua near. See, you know, this Rashi over here, eight lines from the bottom. Batlu harishoinim, the rishoinim were already mivat the shvua near Isa. Visha unche godoil, kilo yinak Hashem, Esa shiisa shmoy lesha. Talk the links are all of Or, Basara. We've said before that Or is also Lashon Shvua, so this was Zabim Koim, it said Lashon Shvua, mit the same Torah. We just put an order if he makes a fortune.
I remember when I was...
Remind me.